Hola familia, ok. No, Elder Celso is making fun of me. No, so how are you, everybody? Sorry, I was gonna say something and then I forgot, but so. How was your week? Because mine was freaking sweet. So, we had like a bunch of new investigators, a bunch of holly bays, a bunch of like awesome stuff that happened this week. But basically, what happened was. Elder Sosa, funny guy. So, let's start with Monday. So Monday we like did the transfer stuff, and that took like pretty much the whole day. So yeah, that's that. Then Martes, Tuesday, we had a day that was full of awesomeness. So my new companion, Elder Sosa, he's from Mexico. Hey, Elder Sosa. Elder Sosa. ¿De qué estado ustedes? Oaxaca. Yeah, from Oaxaca, Mexico. And yeah, he's a capo. Or just means like he's a beast. Yeah, here like they say like, oh, capo, or you're a capo, or I'm a capo or whatever. It just means like you're a beast. But yeah, he's a capo. And he only speaks Spanish and a little bit of English. He can understand English. Un poco. But yeah, so now I'm kind of like in Spanish mode 24/7. My brain is like getting fried. It's kind of interesting, but you know, good times. Then, let's see. Tuesday was awesome. We had a bunch of citas, or not like a bunch of citas, but like the whole day we had like a bunch of people we were gonna go pass by. But we ended up just doing like a crap ton of like alley base, just talking to like a bunch of people on the street and doing a bunch of street contacts and stuff. We ended up getting quite a few references, but we talked with like 20 something people, and they were all like good contacts too, and it was sweet. And then when we were going back, oh yeah, and then also Elder Hill, Elder Tolman's companion, he left too. So we've been in a trio all week, because we're waiting for like a mini missionary to come to take place for his companion, for next week until the end of the transfer when we can get somebody new in here. But so yeah, for now we're in a trio. It's Elder Sosa, me, and Elder Tolman. And those two are, they're capos. They're such studs. So we've had like a ton of success in this area in this week. But yeah, so we found like a bunch of people to teach, and it was a really awesome day. But then like towards the end of the day, like we were walking back, me and Elder Sosa, and we were walking down in like this like poor area, and there's dogs everywhere. Like they're seriously everywhere. They're super annoying. They just bark all the time, and yeah, they're obnoxious. But we were walking back, and then we got too close to like one of these houses, and out of nowhere, this dog comes up and like starts barking and like jumps up to Elder Sosa and like bites his arm, and then like comes after us and like started coming after us again. But then we like were able to get away, but. It's like Elder Sosa got bit from this dog, and so what happened was we were like fetch, so then we had to try to wait and get the people to come out to talk to them, make sure that their dogs were vaccinated, that like Elder Sosa wasn't gonna get like rabies or something. And so then we ended up waiting for him, and then when they came out, we ended up like doing an alley bay with them, and we're gonna go back and teach them. But we were walking back, and we went to like this little like fruit stand, and the guy's like, oh, you need to go to the doctors and like get that checked out. like checked out, man. Like, you're gonna get an infection, and then it's really bad, and all this stuff. And you're like, oh, freak. So he had to go and talk to somebody, but it ended up not being too bad. They said that they were all vaccinated, so we're just gonna kind of like take their word for it, which I don't know how good that is, but oh well. He hasn't turned into a rabid zombie yet, so we're good. And then, yeah, it was sweet. Then, so that was like an exciting day. A lot of awesome stuff happened. Then, Wednesday was sweet. We had our district meeting, and, that was good. We like met for the first time with our new district. We have a new district leader. He's in the other area in Vishalisa. And that was good. We just kind of like made a bunch of goals and whatever. Then afterward, we came back on, and Elder Tolman had some sitas in his area. So we ended up doing, we ended up going with him because we couldn't find any of the members to do splits. So we just went with him down to his area to do his visits. Then it was really awesome. We talked with a bunch of people. We got a couple of baptism dates. It's good, powerful stuff. It's also cool to teach the restoration. I don't know, it's so powerful, just like how literally we believe that, like, through Joseph Smith, now we have the priesthood and prophets in the earth and stuff, and like, I don't know, it's just good. Then, Wednesday, nothing really like out of ordinary happened. We just had a bunch of good lessons in Elder Tolman's area. Then, let's see, Thursday. What happened Thursday? We were going to, teach some people in the morning, but all of our sitas fell through. But we were able to find some good futures through that, which was really awesome. And then afterwards we talked with this guy, Claudio. He's a cool guy. We passed by his house. He is like middle-aged. And he, like, believes in God. He's, like, Catholic. But it's funny because he's, like, Catholic, but he doesn't believe in, like, the saints and stuff, which is interesting because, like, usually all the Catholics believe in saints and all that stuff. But he's, like, no, I believe that we should only, like, worship God. And we're, like, oh, sweet. Because sometimes that's kind of, like, a problem when we teach people that are Catholic is, like, they, like, worship their saints and stuff and so that's kind of something that we have to explain. But, no, he's a cool guy. He's like, yeah, I already have a Book of Mormon, and I read it when I have spare time because I like to read. We're like, what? So we're gonna talk him. He's a good guy. Then a little bit later, we had a mosquito with Sarah and Ruben. They're an older couple, like in their, I don't know, 60s, 70s, something. And they're funny. They're like super sarcastic and like super funny. We had a good lesson with them. They had like some good questions for us, and I don't know, it was good. But yeah, And after that, I didn't really have much. I don't remember which day it was, but one day we were coming back to the pension, and I just, like, had a thought. I was like, hey, we should go check out, like, this fruit stand and see what this fruit stand's about, because I need to find a good place to get fruit for cheap. And so then what happened was we went by it, and it didn't really look like they had that much for good prices, but we decided to go inside anyways. So we went inside of this fruit stand, and this day was, like, a really awesome, just, like, spiritually, like, just good day. Like, we kept finding awesome people to teach, and it was just really sweet. And then what happened is, so we went inside this place, and we were looking for some fruit or whatever, and Elder Tallman was talking, and then one of the people that was in the fruit stand, like, asked us what we were doing or whatever. So we started talking to them about what we're doing here, and it was interesting. We started talking to them, and we found out that, like, apparently they needed help painting their fruit store or something. We're like, okay, sweet, we can help you paint your room. And they're like, okay, well, like, do we have to, like, do something after you guys help us? And we're like, no, I mean, we're here to share our message with you, so, like, all we can do is help you guys out, because that's what we're here to do, is help people. And then, like, if you want, we can share a message with you. But, like, it's up to you to choose if you want to accept our message or not, obviously. And he's like, okay, sweet. We're like, yeah. It was funny. And then we started talking, and we found out that one of the girls, her mom or her dad had, like, just recently passed away. And we were like, oh, well, we have, like, the plan of salvation, and this is what we believe. And it was interesting. At first, you could tell she was kind of like, oh, yeah, like, just a bunch of missionaries or whatever. But then, like, as we started talking more, it was interesting, because you could tell she was like, wow, this is interesting. And I don't know. Then, like, we got towards the end of the talk, they were really interested, but they said, like, because of the death, they don't really have a lot of time right now, so we're gonna come pass by in the next couple weeks and talk with them. But it was kind of interesting, because I was just like, I don't know, I felt like passing by this fruit store, and so we decided to listen. Like, I was just like, okay, well, let's go. And through that, we found her, and by the end of it, like, she's like, wow, thanks for coming. It's interesting that you guys came. And I was like, yeah, it is interesting, because I felt, like, a strong feeling to come here and talk with you guys. Or, like, just come and look at the fruits that you guys had. And she's like, wow, interesting. And it was just kind of like a cool kind of, like, there was definitely some help and guidance in it. But yeah, it was a good experience. Then we came back. And then that was probably about it on Thursday. Then Friday, what happened Friday? Friday we were going to do weekly planning, but then something happened and I don't remember what it was. So that's that. Then we had correlation, which is really just kind of like we will go and talk to our ward mission leader. But our ward mission leader, he's an interesting guy. He doesn't really, like, help a whole lot. So, it's more just kind of like we go there and share who we're teaching, and then we ask him if he wants to help us with, like, the people that we're teaching. And he's like, yeah, I'll call the bishop and see if the bishop can set up help for you guys. And we're like, no, that's why we have you, so that you'd call the people directly. And it's okay. But yeah. But yeah. And then, but yeah, and so that was good though, because we were able to talk to him and kind of like help excite him to go out and help us with some CETAs. And then afterward, he ended up actually helping other Tolman, which was really nice. Then, after that, we went and talked with, pasamos por la familia Chávez, viernes o no. No me acuerdo que hicimos viernes. What?
Oh, you were sleeping all day.
What? I was sleeping all day. I think...
Viernes. Creo que dormimos todo el día.
Todo el día. No hicimos nada. No. We...
Hey, Ler.
I don't know. I can't remember. And I didn't write my journal on Friday, I don't think.
Creo que salimos con chicas.
Con chicas. Para un baile. Hey, do you have something to say, Elder? ¿Tiene algo a decir?
Amo a mi compañero.
Ah, Elder Tolman, sí.
Oh,
Elder es un capo.
Y me gusta la hermana de Elder Tolman.
La hermana de Elder Tolman. Va a casarse con Elder Tolman. This is true. La hermana de Elder Tolman. Sí. Oh boy. Trunky. funny. But yeah. So it was fun. I don't really remember Friday very well. No me acuerdo bien que hicimos viernes. Planeamiento semanal. No, eso es lo que hicimos sábado en la noche. ¿No?
Sí.
¿Y sábado en la mañana qué hicimos? Porque... Liliana y Candela y Hernán. No, Landela y Hernán.
No, creo que el viernes fuimos con el obispo.
Viernes.
A contactar a unas personas, pero no encontramos.
Oh, sí. Yeah, in Friday night, we went with the bishop to look for a bunch of people, but we weren't able to find them because they were in their house and stuff. Oh, one of the houses era un hombre que fue un poco
gay.
Gay. Yeah, he was pretty gay. He like comes out and he had like skinny pants, and he was like talking in like a high pitched gay voice. I don't know. It's funny. It's in La Casa de Marie, no?
Sí.
Interesante.
He likes to elderly barroom.
He likes... ¿Qué?
He loves elderly barroom.
He loves elderly barroom. No, 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 no. Por favor, no. But yeah, so nobody was there. So that was kind of stinky, but it was still good. Like, we were able to get the bishop to help us a lot more. We've been working with the members. more. Isn't that right, Elder? See? I love that. Then, Saturday. Oh boy, I need to start writing in my journal better because I can't remember what we do. Like, 'cause I know we have, like, awesome, like, experiences during the week or, like, funny stories, but I just never remember them. But, yeah. Then today was Sunday. My companion gave a really good talk. See? Lo mató. En serio. Su discurso. Sí, es la verdad. It was about prayer and how we can pray for help to find people to teach and to help share our testimony with other people. It was good. It was very good. Right? Es la verdad, ¿no?
No.
Sí.
I don't know.
Lo mató.
Maybe.
Maybe. Es la verdad. ¿Por qué no?
Sí, es la verdad.
Sí, es la verdad. Es un capo, en serio. En la carne. Sí.
No.
Sí, es la verdad. But yeah, then... today... We were going to pass by like a million people because Elder Tono was going to go with the leader, Mishina. But then what happened was, no pudo. No pudo hacerlo. Entonces, what happened to happen was I had to go with Hermano Miranda, one of the hermanos in our ward, to go give the Santa Cena, the sacrament to some single sisters, while Elder Sosa and Elder Tolman went to do some citas in their area. We weren't even able to visit anybody in our area. It was kind of stunk because we got a bunch of people that are like super awesome that we're teaching. Because we found an inactive like 16-year-old that has a cousin or a niece that is... not a member yet. She's 10, but she's like super awesome, and I think that she's gonna get baptized. So yeah, that's pretty awesome. We're gonna baptize the world. Isn't that right, Elder Sosa? Vamos a bautizar todo Sosa.
Sí.
Sí. Claro. ¿Cuántos bautismos vamos a tener?
Muchos.
Muchos. Sí. Yeah, we're gonna have a lot of baptisms. It's gonna be great. But now I'm just tired because we've been walking like crazy this week. My legs are like tired. But tomorrow I got P days, so we're gonna have some good times tomorrow. Elder Sosa is gonna make us tacos.
Yo,
taco night. Except for not taco night because we're doing it for our district activity. Because tomorrow we have our activity, our district activity. It's going to be in the Institute building, so we're going to play like foosball and pool and stuff. It's going to be fun. I'm excited. Can kind of like rest a little bit. Because we didn't really have a P day last week because it was just like we had to go to the transfer meeting. We had to carry all of Elder Sosa's bags back to the pension, go buy a couple things to, so that we could eat this week, and, you know, good stuff. But yeah, it was a good week, though. Like, we're doing good out here in Tolosa. I just gotta learn Spanish. It's awesome having a native companion because I can learn a lot of words that I didn't know before, and I can practice just speaking in Spanish all day. But it's also kind of tough because then I have to speak in Spanish all day. So my brain is, like, dying. But it's good. I'm learning quick. But, yeah. I miss not having a recording from you guys this week. But it's okay. I'll get one next week. Hopefully. Hope all is well at home. 4th of July is next Monday, right? Yeah, it's next Monday. That's exciting. We're going to do a zone activity that week, so it's going to be sweet. I think we may do an asado también as well. Asado just is like a barbecue. So that's going to be sweet. Hopefully it works out. But yeah, all is well here in Tolosa. The work is marching forward. It's good stuff. Sorry if I sound tired, but I am very tired. It's Sunday night, and I've got like 15 minutes before I go to bed. Or like 5 minutes before I go to bed, sorry. And then, so yeah. Have something else to say, Elder Sosa?
¿Tiene algo más a decir?
I'm going to pray.
Oh, he said he's going to pray. Qué bueno. Pero sí, eso sería todo. Well, family, I love you all very much, and I will talk to you next week. Peace out.